99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
So it is now official. Loki is the biggest premiere streaming series for Disney Plus, drawing Wednesday 890,000 households. So congratulations to that Marvel spinoff. Now, as we tried to talk about, I think, Wednesday, Loki is the brother of Thor, right?
Yes.
I'm just piecing this together from things that you've told me, because I am not really a big part of the Marvel Universe. I did watch WandaVision, and I thought that was a fantastic show, series on Disney Plus. I haven't watched The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
That's a little more adult than what I was thinking it was going to be.
So
there's a little bit more language there.
Okay, so you're saying I wouldn't enjoy it, or? Well,
you would enjoy it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, right. In general, because, you know, my kids love the Marvel
movies. The Marvel Universe, sure.
And so I was a little surprised at some of the, it was a little bit more adult.
A more adult thing.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly. But this is really good, because they really, in the first episode, out the gate, they really kind of recap Loki's transgressions.
Yeah. And you were kind of texting me that you thought I would enjoy it, even though I'm not in on the Marvel universe, because they give enough backstory.
Yes, because like he's kind of like in prison a little bit, and so they're kind of showing him flashbacks of the bad things he's done.
Oh, okay.
So you'll get his backstory.
Okay. So I guess Loki beat out the premiere weekend for Cruella on Disney Plus. However, remember, Cruella, you had to buy it for $30.
Yes.
And
we did. It's good.
Yeah, no, I did too. Cruella's really good. And then what's funny, just quick tangent, we watched, my wife and I, Superbad, and Emma Stone is in Superbad, obviously, and we're like, oh my gosh, forgot that she was in that.
Yeah, yes.
A couple different roles, but yeah, yep. She's perfect as Cruella. So anyways, if you haven't seen it, a lot of people are talking about it. Loki, you've seen the first episode. Thumbs up on it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's really good.
Good deal.
And my son, Jake, really loves it.
All right.
So he's all up in the Marvel Universe.
All right. Good deal. So there you go. We got Feel Goods coming up here in just a few. Setting the Bar. Oh, man. It has a Joe Dirt tie-in. We'll have to explain coming up later this hour on 99.7 DJX. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So we go to Idaho. Linda Oswald and her family driving on Sunday. Their vehicle collided with another car.
Oh, no.
And Tilly, their 2.5-year-old Border Collie Red Heeler mix, was ejected through the window.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know, Linda and some other witnesses who stopped to help start searching the area for Tilly after 10 hours of scouring the area. So then on Tuesday, Tyler Potter and her brother Travis Potter noticed one of their sheep herding dogs appeared to have darker fur than usual. So, turns out, it was Tilly.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'd come home, I'd go, we're never seeing him again. You know, he's long gone.
My grandma, she actually lives in Southern California, and she found the post, and she sent that to me. And I told her, yeah, we'll keep our eye out for him. And, well, this morning, I was just doing some chores around the farm, and my brother calls me, and he's like, hey, there's this dog over here in the sheep chute.
What?
In the sheep chute. So, yeah, apparently Tilly was following his instincts and going to the farm because, hey, there's some sheep to herd.
That dogs will do what dogs will do.
Yeah, Linda said he'll herd anything. So when I go to the dog park, he tries to herd people into one group. Like, listen, this is too much chaos.
Yeah.
I can't handle this.
I can't handle this.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So unbelievable, you know. So just scary situation, car crash, Tilly's out the window, and apparently fine.
Yeah.
Like, not injured.
Yeah.
So, and now finally back home, thanks to, hey, that looks like a farm.
Yeah.
I have some sheep to herd.
Listen, you sheep, you are not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
You need to get in one group.
Yeah. I'll tell you, those sheepdogs are super smart.
They are so smart.
Well,
yeah.
That is a good, that is a feel good story.
Exactly. So glad that they were able to find Tilly and he's back home. We will tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, setting the bar stories. You know, there are a bunch of stories that help set the bar for your day very low. So regardless of what may happen today, you can look back on this moment and say, you know what, at least I didn't do that, right? So this has a Joe Dirt tie-in. Joe Dirt being the classic movie from the early 2000s starring one Mr. David Spade as a janitor.
Which you may now recognize from the Bachelor in Paradise franchise. He's going to be taking over as one of the hosts.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally dropping a frozen ice block of poo onto a quiet English village, you're doing okay.
What in the world and how?
I'll get to the Joe Dirt tie-in here in a second, but Waterlooville Street there in Portsmouth, England, small little town, recently awoken about 10:30 at night when they heard a loud crash. They found outside a huge block of ice, and they were like, oh my gosh, what is that? Well, apparently it came from a plane because as it started to melt, it revealed what the contents were inside.
How? Why is someone freezing poo?
It's not someone freezing poo. And this is where we'll get to the scene, the classic and iconic scene from Joe Dirt, where Joe Dirt, played by David Spade, thinks that this huge ice block is a meteor from outer space.
Well, it ain't a meteor.
Yeah, it is. It came out of the sky.
Well, I'm sure it did, but it ain't no meteor. It's a big old frozen chunk of shit.
What?
Oh, yeah. See, them airplanes, they dump their toilets 36,000 feet, and the stuff freezes and falls to Earth. We call them Boeing bombs. This is a big old frozen chunk of poopy.
Not what it was. That's what it was.
Okay. So, wow. Is there, like, there has to be a better protocol than just, like, flying along the way and just be like, you know what, it's time to empty. And they just pull a lever?
Well, and this is what the setting the bar story comes in. It's like, hey, let's manage to make it through the day without accidentally dropping your frozen ice block of poo onto a quiet English village. All right?
Oh, no, that's not what we need. Waterloo Street. Nope, nope, nope.
Yep, it certainly turned a different color water.
It
didn't
became
it?
Water Pooville Street.
Sure did. That is your setting the bar story. Kelly, I need to address a need out of the Germantown area. Okay.
Okay. So we're not going to talk about your ankles right now. I feel like every time you say, yeah, I've got a need, it has something to do with your body.
No.
Not this time. Gotcha.
I'm going to go ahead and ask you to text the word Todd into the website. Or sorry, into us. Text Todd into us at 502-571-9970 because Todd is missing in the Germantown area.
Gosh.
I know. There was a sign posted on a utility pole that is drawing a lot of attention. It's a hand-drawing sign of Todd. Todd is a missing cicada.
We're missing a cicada? We're on the hunt for, oh, well, that likeness is going to make it much easier to find. And Todd, by the way, is spelled with 1D.
Yep. So, yeah.
Although you'll get the link if you do spell it the traditional way with 2 Ds.
Yeah, so you can see this picture of Todd that has been posted on a utility pole in Germantown. And we as a community can kind of come together and find Todd, who is missing. This from WHAS 11.
Here's what's posted in the alley between Schiller Avenue and Ellison Avenue, a missing cicada named Todd. And here's a picture of him. You can see his right wing is ever so slightly bigger than the left wing. But other than that, he's a pretty standard appearing cicada. Unfortunately, if you do find him amongst the millions, there's no contact information listed for who to call or what to do. And this why you should read your script before you go on. But that's a great artwork.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, it has made it to the news, but this post has thousands and thousands of retweets and comments on it. But I got to be honest, and I'm going to reiterate what they said there on HAS. There's no contact information for Todd.
Yeah, I mean, who do we call if we find Todd? That's the problem, which I'm glad it's getting the attention it deserves. And again, with the likeness, I mean, I really think they nailed the eyes, the transparency of the wings, because you can kind of see the body right through them.
Yeah.
It's a very detailed likeness.
Yeah. So
it really is.
If you want to see the post that's going viral out of Louisville because of the missing Todd, I mean.
Oh, do you think that they're going to somewhere find Todd's shell?
Well, I hope.
I mean,
Todd can be returned to his family.
Yes,
in one
it's
piece.
Obvious Todd has a family.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
Yeah, so I don't know whether to issue an Amber Alert is not right.
No, what kind of an alert do we set up for this?
Yeah, I don't know. Cicada Alert.
Maybe it's just a Todd alert. Maybe we name this alert after Todd.
Maybe it is a Todd alert.
Inspiration. It's a Todd alert.
Yep. So text us the word Todd and you can help bring this missing cicada back to his family in Germantown.
Oh, it's obvious from the drawing. Someone is missing him.
Yeah.
Someone is missing him. Oh, goodness.
Yep. Every hour we give you feel good. Kelly K, what do you got?
Well, I'm calling this a feel good because you can get half your rent paid.
That is good.
If you feel like you've had the worst roommate ever.
Oh.
And lived to tell the tale. So Hudson Whiskey kind of came up with this clever little idea. That's a distiller based in New York offering up a pretty sweet incentive to spill your story. Here's the thing, though. In exchange for posting the story publicly on social media, they'll pay half your rent for an entire year.
Oh, just
but you have
half
to
your rent?
Post it on your own social media.
Okay.
Yeah, which, you know, can be dicey, especially if everyone knows who your roommate was.
Oh, okay.
Or is.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of putting them on blast.
Uh-huh.
And then between now and the 23rd, Hudson Whiskey will be sharing some of the most bonkers stories they see on their feed. And they're going to choose five winners who will get half the rental cost of an average one bedroom based on their zip codes for an entire year.
Okay. So help on your rent, not necessarily rent free.
Right. Like they're okay. Basically paying what a roommate would pay.
Gotcha.
So, you know, you can live by yourself, kick them out. If they're so bad, and just have the place to yourself, but they'll cover half the rent.
I roomed with a guy my freshman year who slept with a knife under his pillow and was very, very cold and just quiet until I brought Yoo-hoo chocolate drink home. I worked at a deli and we stocked it there. And so I bought a Yoo-hoo after work and I brought it home and I decided I didn't want to drink it. And I was like, do you want it? And apparently it was his favorite ever.
That was your olive branch.
That was my unintended olive branch. And
wow.
Since then he was like, all right, we're good.
You're cool.
He still slept with the knife under his pillow just in case.
Did you ask why? Did you get to the point where you could ask why?
I did. And I don't think I think it was just a for safety answer.
Okay.
I'm like, from
all right.
Who?
That is, well, I was going to say that feels right. Like it could be dangerous, especially if in your sleep you forget it's there.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. Well, they are getting some other stories shared already. Mm-hmm. One user said my old roommate would spend hours in the bathroom. Not exaggerating, like 2 to 3 hours at a time.
Mm.
And then somebody else said my college roommate would hit the snooze alarm 10 to 15 times
Ooh,
every
that's
morning.
Rough. Yeah, that's rough.
So one day you went to class and took apart the clock and disabled the snooze. No more issues. Wow.
All right, there you go.
So yeah, we'll tweet out the story so you can get more info. If you have a story to share, you could get hooked up.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, you laugh, you lose on the way in about 15 minutes. Before that, though, we have an update for you from a group therapy a couple weeks ago, maybe?
It feels like many moons ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago, but it was all about buying your in-law's house and your in-laws not wanting you to change a thing on the house, even though it needs it as a stipulation.
Yeah, and they're in town, so they would come visit and, like, know if you changed anything. So it's not like they live out of town now.
Yep. That on the way. Coming up next. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So a couple weeks ago, we spoke with a listener who was looking to buy a house with her husband. She's been having an issue because of the housing market, but her in-laws said, you know what? We'll sell you our house. We've lived in it for 30 years, raised her husband in it. It's perfect. Good area town, nice neighborhood, $50,000 less than market value, but
it was a big but.
Yeah.
Don't change anything.
Yeah, don't change anything. The mom is really adamant about the whole, like, let's, it's a beautiful house the way it is. Doesn't need to be changed, all that. And so she's like back and forth, like, man, should we do this, man? And a lot of you were just like, don't do it. Don't get in to like business with your parents or your family, things like that. It'll just be a nightmare.
Yeah, it could really damage the relationship with them because you know you want to change things.
Yes. And the way we left it, I want to say that you and I were kind of on opposite ends of the fence.
Well, you were like, do it. I was like, eh. But then, like, we had a couple of suggestions. I think Allison suggested it that, you know, hey, make the kids, have them go on a little run of destruction and cause some, quote, accidents that would then need to be repaired and replace the carpet and all the things.
Would you look at that? All of a sudden, our kids are hellions and they're punching holes in the wall and they're breaking appliances. And
that carpet you liked, that's ruined.
Oh, that's ruined. Just ruined. The dog went on it. We can't get the stain out. My goodness. Yeah,
I think that's kind of genius because then that's like, you know, best of both worlds.
Well, we've got an update. And so I'll give you the first sentence. Oh boy, get ready for fireworks. A couple weeks ago, we spoke to a listener who had an opportunity to buy her in-law's house, she and her husband, the house that he grew up in. They've lived in for 30 years, like $50,000 under market value. Really good deal.
Which is huge in this market. Yeah,
for sure.
It's a really good deal. But
yeah.
It came with really big strings attached, like, hey, don't fix anything. Don't renovate anything. Don't change a thing.
Yeah, including that hideous yellow carpet that is all throughout the house. So, we have an update for you.
Okay, I'm ready. What did she decide to do?
All right, she says, hey, Ben and Kelly, oh boy, get ready for fireworks. You and your listeners were great. So after you discussed our situation, my husband and I decided to talk to his parents about the house. I still thought it was a bad idea at the time, but we liked the house and wanted to first try some honesty. We would just tell them we really love their offer and think it would be perfect, but we'd really like to make it feel like our own. So update.
Which is really reasonable.
Yeah. She writes, so updates would have to be made. His mom told us she just couldn't stand coming over and it not feeling like home. We're like, you would always be welcome, but it would be our home, not yours anymore. She didn't like that answer.
Oh, boy.
So we left it and talked to them again a couple days later and said we'd pay market value for the house, but just want the opportunity to make some slight adjustments. I remember that was like a suggestion from several people that were like,
it was,
hey, you know, don't take the $50,000 like
price reduction.
Right.
Sale price.
Right. Don't take the sale price. Just take it at market value and say, hey, listen, we're just going to buy it on our own.
Yeah,
and
we'll give you more.
Yeah, exactly.
Just let us do what we want.
My father-in-law refused to accept full price, and so that didn't work either.
Oh, gosh. This is getting awkward already because, like, just the sheer fact that the in-laws know they want to change things, I think is probably painful for the mother-in-law.
Yeah. So she writes, at this point, I've got Kelly in one ear saying, don't do it. It's too much trouble.
Oops.
And Ben and the other saying, just buy it, then make your changes.
We are literally the devil and the angel on her shoulder.
Yeah, sorry about that. She says, in all this, we both realized we really wanted this house. It would be perfect. It's got great space and in a great neighborhood. So we regrouped and met his parents for dinner. We both agreed that if we did this, we're in this together and one of us couldn't chicken out. So we tell them we talked it over and want to purchase the house from them for the price they're wanting. Immediately, his mom wanted us to assure her that we weren't going to go changing everything.
Gosh, she's really a stickler.
Yep, my husband just smiled and told her that she didn't need to worry about that.
Oh no, oh no.
She looked at me and I almost started laughing.
Oh.
But just told her we're so happy this is going to work out. What we didn't tell them is we already have the contractor picked out and the money we're saving on the sale of the house, we're going to take that and remodel the kitchen.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is a lot of change.
I know she's going to be mad, but I'm living with myself because we didn't lie to her, and she'll get over it. Plus, that hideous carpet will not last a week there once we take ownership.
Oh, wow.
So, like I said, fireworks are coming. But we're happy and think we're not producing irreconcilable damage to the family. Thanks, guys.
Okay, so they have confidence that mother-in-law will get over it.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope they're right. Because from what they have given us, it doesn't sound like mother-in-law is considering any sort of change.
No.
To be okay and acceptable in any sort of way, because she has mentioned it many, many, many times over their conversations about it.
Yes.
Oh, no.
We might
need it. It is not going to feel like home with a new kitchen unless maybe she... Well, no. You know, here's the thing. If it's so fabulous that mother-in-law can't not acknowledge how fabulous it is, then do you think she's going to be jealous and want to move back in?
Here's what you do.
Regret selling the house to them?
You take the hideous carpet and you put it in the guest bedroom for when his parents come to visit. And you put all of the old relics...
Nostalgia
in one room, in the guest room. And it can be your nostalgia room. And they can stay there. And
old kitchen cabinets over there.
I'm just saying.
Old carpet there.
We're going to need a third update in a few months after they take ownership. Wow. I mean,
I need to know mother-in-law's reactions to the renovations.
All right. Thank you so much.
I'm going to need that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the update.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Those trumpets can only mean one thing. It's time for You Laugh, You Lose.
Wow, we've really amped up the production value, too, with a custom intro now. We still have a fancy trophy. I mean, this is big time.
It is. And the trophy goes to the winner. Whoever laughs first is the loser. The one that holds out gets this trophy. Yeah. I believe this is in your possession right now.
It is in my possession, and she is pretty. I am super excited. Tim is here, as he always is. Watching on Facebook. This is so great.
All right. So you're going to try to defend her honor. I am going to try to win her back. It is You Laugh, You Lose. Losers go first. You ready, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Wait a second. You ready, Kelly?
A shout out to all my joke minions, Jacqueline, Keith, Lindsay.
It's nice that you have writers.
I do have writers. I have a writing staff. I really appreciate you all.
Kelly.
This is a team.
So what does the storm cloud wear under its raincoat?
What does a storm cloud wear under its raincoat?
Thunderwear!
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What do you call a redheaded ninja?
What do you call a redheaded ninja?
A ginger.
Yes, you do. Thank you. You know, told this chemistry joke before. I had a bad reaction.
Is there an ointment for that?
Apparently there's no punchline to this either.
Apparently not. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie?
What?
So fish-ticated.
You do. Fun fact, Kelly. Fun fact.
Uh-huh.
Australia's biggest export is the boomerang.
Oh.
It's also their biggest import.
Because it comes right back. That's a good one.
Thank you.
That's a real good one. I like that one. That was cute. Hey, Ben. What kind of exercise do lazy people do?
What?
Diddly squats.
Hear that. Works out your buns.
Sure does.
Kelly, what's Jesus' favorite condiment?
What is Jesus' favorite condiment?
Miracle Whip.
Yes, it would be. It would be. That's good. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
We all know about Murphy's Law, right?
Heard of it.
Anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But have you heard of Cole's Law?
I haven't.
Thinly sliced cabbage.
I hear it's delicious.
It is. Quite tasty.
When you mix it with Miracle Whip.
Ooh, yes, indeed.
You laugh, you lose. Kelly, I tried to kill a spider by spraying it with a whole can of White Rain hairspray.
Oh, did it work?
Didn't work. Now it's wearing blue eyeshadow and chain-smoking Virginia Slims.
That's a good look. I love the 80s. That's a good one. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Why do ducks have flat feet?
Why?
To stamp out fires. Hey, Ben. Why do elephants have flat feet?
Why?
To stamp out burning ducks.
Oh, okay. Speaking of elephants.
Yeah?
I used to have a job at the zoo circumcising the elephants.
Really? That's a special skill set.
Yeah, the pay was lousy, but the tips were huge.
Wow. That's a picture that you painted in my brain a little.
Mm-hmm.
Your veins are really popping out of your head right now. You're getting real red. Can you breathe?
Yeah, it's too laugh, you lose.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
A butcher in the butcher shop is 5 feet 10 inches tall. What does he weigh?
What?
Meat. He weighs meat.
Okay. Kelly, want to hear my Batman impression?
I do.
Oh, no, kryptonite.
That's Superman.
Thanks.
Still the same universe, though. DC universe. I'm proud of you for that.
Thanks. I've been practicing.
Gotcha.
You jumped on my punchline.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Oh, sorry. That's my bad. It was a really good one, though.
Thank you.
It was great. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Do you know why you should not eat aluminum?
Why, Kelly?
You may sheet metal.
Kelly, why did the toilet paper roll down the hill?
Why did the toilet paper roll down the hill?
To get to the bottom.
Did you have to point?
Visual. Kelly, visual.
You've got many visual tricks today, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben, a mushroom walks into a bar.
Yeah.
Bartender says, we don't serve mushrooms here.
Oh, no.
Mushroom says, why? I'm a fun guy.
Are we scraping the bottom of the barrel here?
A little. You want to tell your elephant one again?
No, we're going to let that one go. It's just one.
Oh, okay.
Kelly, why was the squirrel doing the backstroke?
Why was the squirrel doing the backstroke?
Keep his nuts dry!
Why did you do that motion? Why? Why, sir? Nobody needed to see that. Nobody needed to see that. I knew when you got back there, you were working on some big gesture, and there it was. Oh, my Lord.
Well.
What?
All right. I'm gonna go ahead and take real good care of this trophy.
Oh, wow. Are you proud with how you won that? Are you proud?
Yeah, I think I have to think that it was my status of telling jokes.
Yeah, I think it is.
It's the delivery.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's the delivery, Kelly.
There were cracks in the facade with the elephant joke, I will tell you that. I wasn't really sure how we both recovered after that one.
All right.
But the squirrel's nuts really sealed the deal.
Well. I mean, no one wants to eat wet nuts, right?
No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, there you go. It's You Laugh, You Lose on 99.7 DJX. The DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Limitless, has an opportunity all this week at tickets to the Jonas Brothers in Cincinnati, Riverbend, September. Okay, so we have been playing all week a game that is very, very tough, especially if you are not a Jonas Brothers fan. It is only for the purest of fans.
Uh-huh. Or if you have ears.
It is Joe Bro or JoJo.
This is great.
Okay. Becky, you are nervous.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, you said, Becky, that you've been listening all week and you've been terrible.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Really? Okay. You know what? Do you have any curveballs, Benji? You look like you might have some curveballs.
I don't know if we're going to do curveballs or not. I mean, really, the object of the game, Becky, for those of you and for those of you who haven't heard, is to guess whether the audio clip I'm going to play is a clip from the Jonas Brothers or a clip of JoJo Siwa. Now, the odd part is I could be playing a clip of JoJo Siwa song or one of her odd noises she makes because she has millions of followers on YouTube and makes these weird videos sometimes, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, Becky.
Now, JoJo's, they don't make the same kind of weird videos.
Well, they do make weird videos, but they don't make the same weird noises, which is what we're going for because this is radio.
Not as often.
Okay, Becky, are you ready for your first audio clue?
I think so.
Oh, God. Oh, Becky is so nervous.
He's already teetering.
Okay, Becky, here's your first audio clue. Listen closely. Okay, Becky. Was that Joe Bro or JoJo?
Joe Bro.
Joe Bro is correct. Oh,
wow. See?
Wow.
Build your confidence. You're doing great.
Wow. She said wow. Okay, Becky, you're one for one. You're not over yet. Okay, it's not over yet.
Oh, man.
I know. Sorry. When have you ever known us to play one clip and be done with a game?
I was hoping I was lucky. It's Friday.
It is Friday, Becky. You're right. All right, here we go. Audio clue number two. Joe Bro or JoJo?
JoJo.
JoJo is correct. Oh,
oh wow. Yes. She sounded like she was in the back room.
Yeah.
Trying to work something out.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, okay. You are two for two, Becky. Here we go. Audio clue number three. JoJo or Joe Bro?
JoJo?
JoJo is correct. Oh,
still in the bathroom?
I don't know, but man, Becky, if you get this next one right, you are going to be the winner, Becky!
Oh, gosh.
Okay, calm yourself. This may be the toughest clip yet.
Oh,
no.
Man, Becky, the next game I'm going to play is Joe Bro or Becky, because you're making some great noises. All right, here we go. Listen to your next audio clue carefully.
Hold on.
Okay, Becky, Joe Bro or JoJo?
Joe Bro?
Joe Bro is correct!
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, Becky, yes. That last one was awesome.
Okay, right? Oh, you got it, Becky.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. You're a winner. You're a winner.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
My daughter will be too, and she's still asleep. I had to do all this without her.
All this without her. You know what? She doesn't even know the sacrifices you make for her.
You better tell her.
Isn't that true for every parent?
I think that is. Becky, who has two thumbs and just won Jonas Brothers tickets?
Me.
That's right. All right, congratulations. Hang on the line a quick sec, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
Oh, she's great. I love it. She's going to have so much fun at the show.
Oh, I love it. Yep, there it is. Becky, congratulations. Jonas Brothers tickets for you. Okay. 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, I'm going to toss the phone number out real quick. 502-571-9970. Sometimes you just need the advice of someone that's not in your situation. And Bree, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. So you sent us kind of a 911 message. Walk us through what you wrote.
Oh, man. Okay. So my beloved sister is getting married this weekend, and she, like, asked me to do something kind of big for it.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, she, like, pulled me aside and asked. So I have bright blue and purple hair.
Oh, that's cool.
Don't, you know. Yeah, I think so. But she asked me to dye it, like, a more, quote-unquote, normal color so that, you know, like, I wouldn't stand out too much.
Oh, at her wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I tried to tell her that I actually really love my hair, and it's actually kind of my signature look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not to mention how difficult and, like, expensive and even, like, damaging it would be to dye it back to my natural color.
Yeah, no, so, I get that. I get that.
Yeah, right? So, anyway, she's, like, adamant, and she set up an appointment with her stylist that she's paying for today. And I'm freaking out. I don't want to do all this just for one day, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm not even in the bridal party because they aren't having one. It's just the two of them. It's, like, a super small wedding with, like, 50 people.
Yeah.
But it's still fancy.
Okay, so do you know why she's so adamant about you not having your purple and blue hair at her wedding?
She's, like, crazed that this one day will live forever in her wedding pictures.
Oh.
And, like, the video and stuff.
Okay.
And that, and then she goes to say that I will thank her later once I'm out of this phase of having a crazy hair color.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm like, I honestly don't see this as a phase. So, you know, I mean, I feel like it makes me unique, and I totally love that. So what? I don't know. What do you guys think I should do?
Okay, so Bree, the issue is the wedding is tomorrow, and you have a hair appointment this afternoon that your sister set up for you to dye your hair to a normal color. I'm assuming to your more natural color. What is your more natural color?
It's like a really dark, almost black brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, that's much different than bright blue and purple, what it is now.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bree, I get that. That's a tough one. And we have a bunch of people already starting to text in at 502-571-9970. So they'll help you. And if you want to hang out, maybe we can like help navigate this whole situation before the wedding that's tomorrow. But regardless, I'd love to get a follow-up with you, maybe Monday, if we can.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay. Okay, yeah. because I'm curious as to you know, how the weekend goes and what happens and all that stuff, okay?
Okay, will do. Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Bree.
Man, we have a lot of opinions, a lot of people chiming in on Facebook. Brittany said, I wouldn't do it. Yes, it's her wedding, but it's your hair. Becca said, no way. How insensitive and rude of your sister to even ask. And then Tammy really rolls in with some perspective. She said, I had to start and stop my response on this. So I'll just simply say, don't do it. Mm-hmm. Your hair color is part of your story. We are all collectively chapters in the book we call life. Some are more exciting than others. Be beautiful. She also says, coming from someone that was always so vain about my hair, I lost every single benefit from chemo 8 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
Ovarian cancer survivor. Hair is just hair. And I can honestly say I've had mine every color. I'm now 54. I change it constantly. Your sister should just be thankful she has you with or without hair to share this day and maybe laugh about the color when you guys are 80.
Good perspective there.
Yeah.
So would love to hear your perspective too. You can always throw it up on Facebook if you want at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970. Group therapy. Bree had, given us a call and she's in her sister's wedding tomorrow. She has pretty blue and purple hair and her sister's not about that. And it's like, it's going to take away from me, my day. And once you get through this phase, it's going to be ruining my wedding pictures tomorrow. So hair appointment, we're going to dye in it this afternoon.
So many people are chiming in with their opinions. Not many are saying, yeah, go ahead and dye your hair. Amanda said, my soon-to-be sister-in-law insisted that I change my then bright orange hair color for her wedding. Then she kicked me out of the bridesmaid position because a dress she picked out showed my quarter-sized frog tattoo on my back.
Ooh.
They gave me a speaking role. I cut my hair super short and spiky, dyed it purple. Her grandma was all kinds of mad. This was way back in 2001, so crazy hair wasn't even a thing back then. Fast forward to 2021, divorce happened, and I'm still wearing crazy hair colors. Currently, cotton candy, blue, purple, pink. My point is, maybe not be as vindictive and immature as I was, but don't alter yourself for someone else.
Yeah, I'll get to Amanda's phone call here in just a quick sec. She's waiting on hold. But Kayla, she does give the opposite end of the spectrum, saying if it meant that much to my sister, I would do it. After all, it's her wedding day. It's not about me. It's about her. You can always dye it back after the wedding. I would also be concerned that my hair color would be the center of attention and take away from her being the focal point in pictures. Do it for your sister. It's not that big of a deal, in my opinion. Now, I will say she is one of very few people to have that opinion.
Yes. Now, there are a lot of others who are offering another alternative, which I think is a pretty good idea.
All right. Well, here, hang on. Amanda's been waiting on hold here a quick sec. Amanda, what is your thought?
She needs to tell her sister where to shove it. It may be her day, but it's her hair. And oh, if gosh. She doesn't like it, then she just doesn't need pictures of her.
Wow. Oh. Okay. Amanda, like, what color hair do you have? Do you have, like, experience with having, like, a bold hair color?
I currently have teal, green, and purple highlights in my hair. Ooh. And I work at a bank. And nobody gives a crap what my hair looks like, and her sister shouldn't either.
Amanda, I just, with that strong response, I figured that you had some experience with this.
Heck, my 13-year-old has had red hair. My 6-year-old has had blue hair. I mean, it's hair. It's no big deal. If you don't like it, tough. She maybe doesn't like that her sister's dress, but she ain't going to tell her.
Amanda, appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
All right,
oh,
you
I
too.
I love her no-holds-barred kind of approach to that. Now, listen, there are a lot of people rolling in like Alexandria, Robin, Kimberly, Megan, like a ton of people on text message are all tossing out wig.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, a compromise is sister kind of gets her way. You don't have to ruin your hair. You just get a wig, wear it for the pictures, and there you go. I thought that was pretty good. Now, see, Erin is rolling in with some professional perspective, though. She says, as a stylist, I definitely don't recommend going back to your natural hair color because you're going to end up paying to fix your hair after the wedding, and you're just going to ruin it even more. It's going to be so dead. As a bride as well, she should never have asked you to do that, especially when you're not in the wedding party. It's completely rude. But, you know, she said, you know, your hair will end up being so fried, you'll have to cut off most of it because it'll be so damaged. And you don't want that.
Yeah, I think wig is the way to go. And I mean,
sure.
And Bree, I have no idea how you get out of your hair appointment unless you go to the hair appointment and say, hey, instead of dyeing my hair, do you have any wigs?
Yes.
And because, you know, if it's a nice hair salon or whatever, they may have, you know, alternatives for you. So
exactly. Like, help me find a really good natural looking wig that will make my sister happy. It's like, that's a good compromise in this situation because it doesn't sound like the sister is going to bend in allowing her to be, you know, she is right now. So if you want to keep the peace, still want to be a part of your sister's day and not make this any more of a thing than it already is, get the wig.
Yeah. And I got to think, you know, sister's probably a lot of nerves, a lot of just wanting it to be perfect. And, you know, maybe she never liked Bree's purple blue hair color to begin with. And so
maybe she's just like, just for this one day, just please try to appease me. And I think this is a good solution. Just get a wig. And that way you don't have to permanently change that and risk damaging your hair.
All right. Well, Bree, we'll check in with you on Monday, see how it all works. All right. Sound good? Sound like a plan?
I think that's a good plan. Team wig.
Team wig. All right. There you go. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right. Setting the bar stories. These are always stories that set the bar for your day very low. You know, as Kelly always likes to describe them, it's small hurdles to jump through. Okay.
Yeah. We're confident you can avoid the situation. And just by doing that, your day is a win.
A couple elements to make this story great. Florida and nakedness. You ready for it?
Oh, yeah. What a perfect combo.
All right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without walking into a store pantless and telling the police it was okay because another police officer said you could, you're doing okay.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and cry foul on that. I can't foresee a police officer saying, it's cool, walk around without pants.
Well, here's the thing. To Florida we go, where 21-year-old Kendall decided to walk into a Circle K, right into the restroom. She wasn't wearing pants or underwear. That's when the clerk decided, you know what, while she's in the bathroom, I'm going to get the police over here. So when she walked out without pants or underwear on, cop was there.
Was she just airing it out? Was it especially hot that day? What's happening?
I mean, it's Florida, so yes. Okay. Shocking to know she'd been drinking. Yeah, cop asked why she was in the store without pants on. That's the $1,000 question right there. This is what she said. Another police officer told her it was totally fine.
It's fine. It's really hot today. Go ahead and then just air yourself out. That's great.
Yeah, her pants were out in the car, so she actually...
Well, at least she knew where they were.
Yeah. So, yeah, she made the stroll in to the store without pants on. And then while, again, she was in the bathroom, the cashier called the cops.
I am really shocked that she knew where the pants were, because typically in these situations, they have no idea, where the clothing is that is missing.
Yep. So she's facing some charges for disorderly intoxication. So don't be like 21-year-old Kendall in Florida and manage to make it through the day without walking into a store pantsless and telling the police that it's all right. Another one of your brethren said it was okay.
Yeah, no, it's never going to be so hot to where they're going to say it's fine. You can walk around in public without clothes.
That's setting the bar. On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Man, group therapy last hour really got people talking just about weddings and the fact that Bree had called us and she's in a wedding tomorrow, her sister's wedding. She's got purple and blue hair. And her sister's like, I can't have you with purple and blue hair at my wedding. You need to dye it. In fact, I'm going to pay for the salon to dye your hair this afternoon.
Yeah, she's really concerned about the wedding pictures. And, you know, obviously many people were upset with the sister being so judgy and that kind of thing. Like, you should just be excited, you know, to have your sister be with you on your special day and accept and love her the way she is. Yes, but since the sister is not being that way, we're trying to find a good maybe compromise. Erin is a stylist, and she suggested don't dye your hair because it could damage it. You might end up having to cut it all off. So many other people suggested wig.
Yeah, wigs seem to be a big popular answer. I will say some people are like putting everything in perspective to on both sides. Like Melissa's saying, listen, in the past 8 months, I've gone through a lot. Car accident, spine surgery, lost my dad and brother, and wow, I would give anything to dye my hair for one more moment with either of them. I'm not trying to dismiss your individuality by any means and love colored hair. I'm sure you're beautiful, but we get so hung up on some silly things that in the end truly do not matter. It is your hair. It isn't your life. Don't sweat the small stuff and do something kind to make her day. Man, so like, you know, that's a perspective that is the opposite of what everybody's saying. But it's,
yeah, we're trying
it's
to
still,
preserve the relationship yeah. with the sister. And it sounds like, you know, sis is adamant not wanting that hair color in her pictures. So I think the best compromise for everybody is that she just, you know, get a really pretty wig. And everyone's happy because she doesn't have to permanently change something about herself for her sister for the one day. And then sis should be happy that, you know, she gets the kind of pictures she wants. And hopefully the relationship is preserved.
Yep. Well, we're going to check in with her on Monday, see how this wedding goes.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I need to get the address just to be a fly on the wall, right?
I know. I just want to slip in the back and just...
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Whatever you want to hear from the show, you can listen back on the podcast, WDJX.com. Regardless of whether or not you catch it in real time, you can always catch it up at WDJX.com. Just click listen right there on the podcast.
I love when we get messages. We got a message from our dear friend Mo, used to be on our show many moons ago on WLKY now as a urologist.
Mm-hmm.
She spotted something that was shared on social media that I wanted to pass along.
Okay.
This is from April. She shared a memory from our show that she originally posted on this day in 2019.
Okay, a couple years ago.
It's a little walk down memory lane, if you will. She says, women wieners.
Women wieners?
That's the start of the post. She says, this morning on the way to school, Ian and I, that's her son, were listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on DJX. They do this segment called Shower Thoughts, which is essentially based on all the weird random stuff one could imagine when alone with their own thoughts in the shower.
Yeah.
Kelly says, you know, when you're pregnant, you have a 50-50 chance of growing a wiener. I did. Which is true when I had a son.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I meant.
Right.
So then she says, let's back up a few weeks. Ian, during a car conversation, proceeds to say that women have penises.
Okay.
Specifically me, his mother.
Okay.
After intensely arguing with my six-year-old for several minutes, that was so adamant this was true, I asked him how he arrived at this conclusion. He says, Mom, boys can grow boobies, so girls can grow penises.
Well, biology there.
I could now see where he would think that. That being said, I assured him that was not true. Fast forwarding to this morning when he heard Kelly say this, and before I could even open my mouth, I see his eyes in my rear view, and I just knew he heard it too. He said, Mom, somebody believes me.
That is funny. What a
segment. So now round two begins. Nobody can tell him otherwise. Women have wieners. Thanks, Kelly K. If you see this face, just know this is the face of validation.
Love it.
And he is, it's the cutest picture she posted of him sitting in his car seat holding a banana, by the way.
Yeah. Well, makes sense.
So there you go. You know what? We are blessed to be able to impact your lives in this way.
Absolutely.
Also, I'm so sorry.
You know, it's not every day you learn a little, but
nope,
you know
that
what?
That was learning.
Those
Thank
are special
you,
days.
For sharing that memory. We love you.
All right. Great. Have a great weekend, guys. Whatever happens, if it's something fun and you want to pass it along to us, we'd love to hear about it. at Ben and Kelly Show. Other than that, have a good one, and we will talk to you Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.